public meeting has been organised by the local landowners and farmers, I suppose, out of absolute frustration and lack of communication from the National Parks and Wildlife and the Department on the proposed designation of an SPA, which will prohibit landowners and farmers from carrying out essential repairs on their lands, from erecting fencing, from going about their daily duties on their land without prior consent from the National Parks and Wildlife. And it will outright ban the building of houses for family members or anybody else on this landholding, which stretches a period of approximately 15 kilometres from Fulcara and Ballinas Bay around the coastline to Minlara. It encompasses a large Gaeltacht area, and many, many of the landowners here do not understand why the department will not engage with them, what possibility they have of being successful in an appeal. And they are not happy with the way that they have been treated, which has been nothing more than roughshod by the department, by local politicians who are within the government realms, and also by the local National Parks and Wildlife.
Is this designation inevitable, or can it be appealed and potentially overturned and challenged?
Well, I suppose essentially it appears that it is inevitable because of the lack of communication that the National Parks and Wildlife are affording the local Indigenous population. They are holding this meeting tonight to see where they can go from here, what powers of persuasion they can use over politicians who essentially will make the decisions so-called on behalf of the citizens of this country. They are not making the decision of designating a large portion of land in West Donegal on behalf of the citizens. They are saying they want to designate it so as to protect a corncrake. And within this large parcel of land, there was two pairs of mating corncrakes last year. They spent approximately 2 months in the area. But every family and landowner within this landholding is going to suffer for years and years to come and will not be prohibited to build or to carry out essential works on their land, which will essentially mean the closing down of this large rural Gaeltacht area, which has become a tourism hub of late. So what they're doing is putting the corncrake in front of the people, and unfortunately the corncrake will be the loser here. The locals don't want that scenario. They want to work with the National Parks and Wildlife and the department, but the department are not happy or pleased to work with the local landowners, and that's what the meeting has been called tonight by the locals, to tease out all scenarios and eventualities and how they can go about trying to engage and trying to positively act and bring this area out of the designation of an SPA.
For years there have been arrangements between the department and farmers with regards to the protection of the corncrake, and indeed farmers in Donegal have been credited with doing much to actually preserve the corncrake. Is there a suggestion that this new move will actually do more?
Well, what this new move will do is that where in this area farmers would have over the years worked very proactively and constructively with the National Parks and Wildlife. As a result of that, it ensured that the corncrake was protected and that the corncrake flourished within this area. And for working with the department, the landowners in this area are now being penalised and punished, which is totally and utterly wrong. And by penalising the landowners, what will happen is that the demise of the corncrake will take place. Nobody wants to see that happening, but if it is a situation that if a corncrake is in an area and if by virtue of the corncrake being in that area, that nothing by way of building or any other works will be permitted in the area, the landowners have no option but to act against the corncrake. And that is the most unfortunate circumstance. A department and a National Parks and Wildlife Service that are, I suppose, empowered in looking after habitats and creatures such as birds that live within the habitats are going the complete opposite and wrong direction. Instead of asking the public to work with them, they are trying to work against the public and pitting the corncrake and other animals and species against the Indigenous population, which cannot work for either party.